The conference will now begin.
Okay. Okay, advice I'm going to learn for Pesach. The limud today is L'zeich Nishim Svefol Baruch Dov Ben Oshet Svi Zichron L'Racha, whose yard site was this past Monday, the Nisham Shav Naliyah, and the whole family should have only Simcha and Nachas and Atta L'Dolam. We're going to learn a Torah. Not the entire piece, it's too long. We're going to learn a part of a Torah from the new Sefer that came out from Rav Kluger, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, the two volumes on Pesach, which, if I say are unbelievable, you might not believe me, but they're just unbelievable. It doesn't need my approval or anybody else. It just really has everything that you want to know about Pesach. In these two chalak, in these two volumes. But Davka, there's some shiurim that he gave at the end of chalak aleph on page Tav Kuf Lamed Ches. That are very 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 pashut, very pashut. But that's how we go into Pesach. That's the best achana is the matzah. The matzah is very pashut. So let's learn. There are things in life that are very clear and they're very tangible. The body is the most tangible. Etc. So we have the feet and the hands and head and so on. And we're able to see and we're able to feel that they exist. Kol hametzias agashmis sviveinu. And all that surrounds us, all physical reality that surrounds us is clear, and it's something that we could sense, we could see, we could hear, and so on. We see tables and kisos and chairs, bottom homes, amashim people, kulam, shirim and v'kayam. They're all here. They exist, and it's a burim la'inenu, clearly before our eyes. And all of the different processes and all the talichim in the physical world we could see and are clear to us, and whatever we can't see with the human eye can be seen with microscopes and telescopes and so on, and science is being mavar all the time, all of these things that are in reality. It's something we could. It's clear to us that we eat and it fills us. The food fills us. On the slabshim, the nielanu cham, we get dressed and it warms us. On the tzichim kesef, b'shulik nosochel, you want to go to buy some food, you have to bring money. But God, the mechol shatzachem, to buy anything, kol zebar muhashi. All of this is clear and tangible. Yesh dvar machem bebri. However, there are other things in creation. Shehim omnam uvdais psutais. They're also simple facts. Uvdos psutas, absolute 1,000% facts. Achim zos hem lo gluyim umochoshim, but they're not revealed and they're not tangible. Ha'uvda shahabar yisboch mechadish yisabriya, mechay gam osonu b'chol rega v'rega, the fact that Hashem is constantly creating and giving life every second to all that exists. And the fact that all bracha and panosa and shefa comes from Shemayim, that everything that happens in the world is from Hashem. These are facts that we know and we believe. Nevertheless, they're not revealed and they're not tangible. Zen nikra hester. That is what's called Hester, concealment. Bolam hazeh ha'elokus nisteres mi'itonu. In this world, elokus is hidden from us. It's no less of a reality. It's the greatest reality. Arkei v'kach, that many times you mentioned over the years, that the Svarim HaKadoshim, Chabad Svarim, speak of creation not really being the way we always speak it of yesh me'ayin. There was nothing, there's something. But really, on a deeper level, it's ayin me'yesh. The true reality is what's hidden. The truest and deepest Reality is what we can see, what we can't touch. This world that we're living in, compared to the world of truth, this world that we're living in is kilu, it's not. But to us, it doesn't look that way. To us, it looks like the physical world is something which exists, and the world that's not physical is hester. Halakus is nisteris. It's not something we could feel like we feel the world around us. Gam b'zehus shelanu. It's the same thing when it comes to our own identity. Yesh tchumim shehem gluim yoseh. There are certain aspects of each person's identity that are more revealed, that are more obvious. Kigon mahamik socially. For instance, what do I do for a living? Meiza maitza ani. What's my background? Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Tamani, and so on. Meiza mishpocha ani shach, my family. Leiza zerem biyahadus. I come from chassidim or litvish or something else. Yesh harbe sugei hagdoris. There are many, many ways of that we define ourselves, that we identify ourselves. Ben anu mishtamishim kidei lahagdir ma'ani. In order to be able to define ma'ani, you know, what am I? So when somebody asks you, what are you? So a person will answer, I'm an accountant. This, another person might say, I'm a chassid. This is I'm a Galician. This is I'm a Sfaradi. There are many, many different hagdoras to answer the question, ma'ani. We attach ourselves to a certain kehila. Ani chassidi, I'm chassidish, chassim chassidis pliny, it's not just I'm a chassid, but I'm a Lubavitcher chassid, a Satmar chassid, a Belzer chassid. Yeshi Yatara says she used. Another person might answer the question of what are you or who are you with? Ani tipus kaze pacher, I'm this type, I'm a quiet type. Rikshi, I'm more of an emotional type. Sichli, more of an intellectual. Pasuach, I'm more extroverted. Amufna, more introverted. Nisar, I have a passionate personality. Amosan yoser, a calmer. Litim onomagdimus hatzmen lefi ir, or eretz hamaitzis shelanu. Sometimes a person identifies himself by where he comes from. So this person, you ask him, what are you? Who are you? He said, Yushami, or Bnei Braki, or Chutznikit. When America, where he comes from, this place. Hamahus achi amitis, but of course, the mahus that is achi amitis is the truest. That zeroes in on the etzem, on who we really are. It's not about what I do for a living. It's not about where I come from, or what chassidus I belong to, or yeshiva, or Sfaradi or Ashkenazi, but Yehudim. So we're Jews. Anachnu chelik elokam imal. Every single Jew is a chelik elokam imal. It's a chelik of Hashem himself. Kshurim l'bar, that's inseparable from the Creator, from Hashem. Zu ha-metzias ha-tivis ha-pshuta shalom. That's the simple, natural metzias of a Jew. Achipachas gluya obrura. But this simple, natural, and truest, most real Metzius that we're Jews is pachas gliyabura. It's the least open, clear, and obvious. When a person is trying to define himself, ma'ani, what am I? On a night from mishdamish b'achas hagdaros achitzan yisyaseh. We usually, when a person is asked that question, he automatically refers to things like miksoa, profession, kehila, maitza, where I come from, and so on. Onomagishim, because these are things that we relate to as part of our world, and they're tangible. Onomagishim shehagdara Yehudi, but that hagdara of a Jew is pochos mevates es mahusein. Of course, everybody would say, just to make sure that he's yaitse, would say, no, the most important part of me is a Jew. But you and I know that very, very often the food on the table is more important to us than I'm a Jew. Well, the girl on the street is more important or is more real to me than I'm a Jew. So the difference is that I'm a Jew is a definition that is concealed. We don't see that. Even if you have a long nose and you have a beard and face, whatever it is that are known as certain identifying physical features of Jews. Lamaisa, that inyan of the chelik of kamima is something which is nistar, it's hidden. And therefore, one naturally feels that that really is less of a, it's pachos mevates as mahosein. It's less of a defining vart of who I am. Although everybody says that, of course, that I'm a Jew. But onamargishim yosem uchubarim lemahus achitzayni shalom. But we feel more naturally connected to how I look and what I do and where I come from and my family and my kihila and so on. Bilazahus hapnimis ha'amitis shalom kihudim, whereas that inner and truest essence of that defines who I am, that I'm a Jew, isn't this Teres Yosef? It's more hidden. In Parashas Bo, the Torah describes the first night of Pesach, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem, a night of watching, Lo Yitzia Meres Yisrayim, Hu Halayla Hazeh, Shimurim L'Kol Bnei Yisrael Dairayisam, which the Mepharshim all to, what is going on over here with Rabbit? Leil Shimurim, Shimurim, and then what do you have to say? Leil Shimurim, then say Halayla Hazeh, Habitu Hazeh. That's what we're going to talk about now in this time. That term, this, Hazeh, Tomid Mesiach is the Dabar Mukhashi Anir La'ayin. The word Hazeh, we use in our vocabulary to talk about something which is tangible, and I can see it, or I can touch it, smell it here, but it's something which is in the world. Shnitan Laharus Alav Be'espa. Usually when you say the word this, it's very clear and obvious, and you could point to it. L'dugma Adam Yisbatib Loshna Shulchan Hazeh. So a person will say, this table. When he's sitting next to the table, Yomar, when he's learning, he says, HaSefer Hazeh, this Sefer. Shumachzak HaSefer B'yad. The mitzvah is Kiddush HaChadosh. Hashem is Baruch Amlo Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChadosh HaZeh Lachem. This month is HaChadosh HaZeh is Lachem, is yours, to be Mekadosh the month. And Chazal learned in Loshna Pasuk, that since it says HaChadosh HaZeh, why does it have to say HaZeh? So Chazal learned, Hashem Her L'Moshe Seirech B'Chidusha. Hashem is Baruch Moshe was Niskash, and Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kilu with his finger. Hashem pointed to the new moon and said, Kazera Eva Kadesh. Like this. This is what you have to be Mekadesh. Kazera Eva Kadesh. So that's why it says, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. Something that you could see. Something that you could relate to. Something that's clear to you. It wasn't clear to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem said to him, Kazera Eva Achodesh Hazeh. Same thing, Gamma Vitsiv Masa Shakel. Namar Ze Yitnu. Ze Yitnu. This is what you have to give. And here also, Chazal say, Shakel Baruch Hu, Herol Moshe, but it came in Matbeir Shalais. Hashem took out from the Skisi HaKovid, a fiery coin, and he said to him, Kaze Yitnu, like this. Hamila Ze Ohaze, Tamid Mochicha Shahanosei Hamaduba Nirvim Choshis. Whenever you say the word zeh or hazeh, it means that what you're talking about is tangible and obvious. So here is where we come to the whole tachlis of what this yontif was about. Lil Pesach mechuna halayla hazeh. Halayla hazeh. Na nishtana halayla hazeh. Now the truth is that those two words, halayla hazeh, really two words themselves really contradict each other. The two words contradict each other. As he explains, Laila Mesama Lasa Heftesh Lavia. The night is darkness. The night is concealment. The Gashmi is a Laila Huzman Shachashach. And Gashmi is the night is a time of darkness. Kishaloi Niton Lahavchim Bebira Ben Suas of Tzorayim Shonim. And you cannot distinguish between different images and colors. Hamaros Mitushtoshim. Everything is just is unclear. They're all blurry. But Doim Lekach, Harayon HaPnimi Shel Laila, the deeper meaning of Laila, who HaHester Shel HaBriya, is the concealment in creation. HaMatzav Shabar Lekush Shebebriya, Is that matzav? Where elokus in creation and ha'emes ha'pnimish la'briya, the deepest truth of creation, eina muchoshes, is not tangible. It's just not clear. Himitushteshes. That's in Vuchnias what Laila means. Concealment, darkness, confusion. Not anything regarding which you could say the word zeh. You could say hu, ha-hu, but not zeh. Leila said in the Kerah Laila zeh. And that's really the question of Mandashtana ha-Laila ha-zeh. Normally Laila is not zeh. I mean, the Mepharshim talk about, even in terms of the diktuk, that it should be zos, right? But halayla hazeh, leila said nikra halayla hazeh, b'leil yitzias Mitzrayim, apnimius hanesteres shel habriya, halayla shel habriya, nia koach, ko muchashi ubarur, on the night of yitzias Mitzrayim, the deeper, hidden truth of reality, the layla that's hidden, right, like the night of creation, becomes kol muchashi ubarur, becomes so tangible and becomes so clear, achi kemat hayanita laharis batsva, to the point that it kemat, the person is able to point with his finger and to say about the neshama, to say about the chilak lokamim al, to say about ruchnis, to say about the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that hidden reality that's called Laila, it's so clear on Pesach night that the person can almost take his finger and point and say, hine hakol elokus, hine hakol elokus. We can never do that otherwise, regular people. Hine hakol elokus. Hine boire amanigas kol hine. And we'll talk. We're not going to get to it. He talks about the end of Kriyas Yamsuf. That by Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the completion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chazal tells us that every baby, every infant was able to point and to say what? Every shiv chaliyah was able to say zek keli vanvei, zek keli van. This is like it was such a clear thing. Normally, that's all dark. It's all hidden. It's all concealed. But Pesach is the inyan of zeh, halayla hazeh. That even the night, even that part of reality which is called night, which I can't see, it's intangible. It's untangible. It's something which is hidden. But by Pesach, a person can say, manishtana halayla hazeh, zeh keli vanveyu. He's able to see that hidden world. It's like lahavdil. Just Aldaf Marshall. A person looks at something and he says, there's nothing here. And then he looks at this slide and he looks and he says, there's nothing here. And then you put it under the microscope and he looks through the microscope and he says, oh, this is, and he starts to describe what this is. There's a hidden reality that he couldn't see with his eyes, and I was able to say, oh, zeh. I don't know, whatever, cells, amoeba of a cell, but he's having these things that he can't see with his eyes, things that are hidden. Leil ha-seder nikra leil ha-zeh. The whole avoider of this time is to come to that, behirus of ha-leil ha-zeh, that it's so clear. That's why you end with Shir Shirim, where it's such a clear connection. Lila Sinika Laila Zeb. Bilal Yitzis Mitzrayim. Apnimus and Nisteris Shalabriya. Laila Shalabriya. And Yakobo. Actually, yeah, I read the way. He now called because of the. Yeah. Bagodash of Pesach. Move our Pasik. Bavarti Beres Mitzrayim. Bilal Hazeb. We see this over and over. So Kashbrochu says, I passed through Mitzrayim. Or Laila Hazeb. Yikesi Kol Bechor. Ani Hashem. And I killed all of the Bechors. I am Hashem. Doshosim Shachazal is what? Like we say in that Gada. Ani v'lo malach, me, Hashem says, not an angel. Ani v'lo yisarach, not a son. Ani Hashem. Ani hu v'lo achir, me. Nobody else, nothing else. V'makas b'charis ha'isa ha'gula ruchani shel am yisrael. V'makas b'charis was the spiritual gula, because when the gods, so to speak, in the firstborn of Mitzrayim, when that was killed, when they were killed, then the ruchnius of Mitzrayim was destroyed. It was holding us back. Hagula mit Tumas Mitzrayim, the Gula of Tumas Mitzrayim, which is the meaning of Bechari Mitzrayim. Osnia Bor of Agolulai, once that happened, once the other side, so to speak, was killed. Osnia Bor of Agolulai, Kol, Le'en Kol, Ki Ani Hashem. Then it became clear. Ani Hashem. Anihu Mari Gabriel. It's me. You're not able to see that by Makis Bechoris, where it says Halayla Hazeh, and the Bechor of Mitzrayim, which is the tomb of Mitzrayim, was removed. So then everybody was able to open their eyes and to say, and to recognize what? That the true reality, the deepest true reality is Ani Hashem, Anihu Velo Acher. Ani Mari Gabriel, Ani Velo Acher. Lo Sufik, Lo Tistus Kla, without any confusion, without any strikers. Lo Avsharus Lutlos is Anogas Abriya Bem Soim Achem, without any possibility of saying what? That no, the creation is by this or creation is by that, and different theories. That's all finished. Ha-ha-godim b'fereshes al-amilim b'mora gadlu, a great awe, zu gilu ishchina. Zu gilu ishchina. The night of Pesach is a time of gilu ishchina. The layla hazeh. Ha-shchina ha-kadoshah, mitzius ha-shem b'briya, miyosa gluya u-muchoshis. The layla hazeh, a night of Pesach, the shchina, the true mitzius, the deepest true mitzius, becomes something which is clear. And the person could say, Halayla Hazeh. Zeh came to the name. Halayla Hazeh. And the Shtan Halayla Hazeh, and you call Halayla Hazeh. All other Laylas I can't see. I don't understand. But when the Shtan Halayla Hazeh, this Layla is Zeh. Go to Melech Mitar to say for Tillim, Ad Kama HaKol Golov Yadul Fnei Shem Esbach. We have still a start him in a Vishum Mokum Vayfim. Go to Melech is saying to Tillim how everything Hashem sees, everything you can't hide from Hashem. And he says, the Pasuk Gam Choshech Lo Yachshich Mimcha, the darkness doesn't hide anything, doesn't keep anything from Hashem. The night is shining brightly like the day. And darkness is the same and light is the same. It only says that according to Chazal, that's referring to what's going to be ultimately, what's going to be revealed by the Gula. And by Pesach, we have a taste of that. Hamashmos ha-pnimi shal psukim hi sha'afilu ha-chalokim ha-chi pnimi va-chi ruchonim shal abriya. What the Pesach is saying is even that which is most hidden in creation. Shem nistarim yitonu v'lam hazeh, that we can't see with our eyes in this physical world. Ki v'sar cheshkas la'al, like being in the darkest night, you can't see. Hem ba'atzim ruhum u'chashim. That's in the Brurim Umuchashem, Psutim V'amitim Kiyom Yoy. Hashem and the Malachim and the whole spiritual world, the emissaries, Brurim Umuchashem, Psutim V'amitim, Poshit, the true, Kiyom Yoy, like the day that's shining brightly. That's the truth. But we don't see that. Now, Chazal Aymrim, Shapozik Lala Kiyom Yoy, is the Malach Pesach. Chazal tells that Pesach, that the night is shining as brightly as the day. That is referring to the night of Pesach. Leil Yetzias is on the left hand side. Shaz halayla heya kama yoyim bahir shachadish Thomas. That night of Yetzias is on the day. The night was so bright, was so clear, like an afternoon in Thomas. Bright. Chazal megalim lanu shem Yetzias is on haya kazeh gilui elokus. It's not talking about sunlight. It means it was kazeh gilui elokus. It means that the Laila was so hazeh, but that which was normally hidden became so clear. That Metzius of the Baruch Shalom was so tangible. Metzius of Gashem was like something you could see, right in front of your eyes. Cheshkas HaHester is Galso. And that darkness of concealment was suddenly completely illuminated with clarity, the clarity of the day. We saw everything in a clear way. It doesn't mean that it was necessarily sunny. There's Laila Kayom Yoyer, page Tavkuf Mem. This hashpa of the Gilui Shechina that happened when we left Mitzrayim, when everything was so clear, is Choseres Ani Mekol Shana B'Layla Zeh. It comes back like everything else with the Yontif, comes back every year by Pesach of that year. Mekol Yontif Omrim Halel V'Yom, regularly by all of the other Tavim, you can only say Hallel by the day. It's amazing. But the Leil HaSeder, you say Hallel at night. And the many, many Jews say Hallel in Shul, and then at the Seder, but at night. It's a Chiddush. It's such a Chiddush. Ke'alayl HaZeh, Nechshav Liyom. It's Laila Ke'yom Yoyer. The night of Pesach is like the day. That which is normally concealed and normally which is hidden on Pesach is clear, it's obvious. Yesh bo gili alakus bor. Chazal kovu is nusach hakushi shaben shovelo ha-seder. Chazal mesakim the nusach of the questions of the children by Pesach night. Ma nishtana ha-layla ha-zemikol ha-laylis. Ma nishtana ha-layla ha-zemikol ha-laylis. By all nights, by all night time, that means that Hashem's Hanhag is concealed within. By Laila Hazeh, Halukus Mizgale Laila. But by Laila Hazeh, on this night, the Mitzias of Halukus becomes clear, becomes obvious. Mohus of Shalila Seder, Laila Hazeh. That's the Mohus of the night of the Seder. Halayla hazeh. Layla shel gilui shechina muchoshi. Shel gilui shechina muchoshi. The night when the shechina is revealed in a very tangible way. Kshani yoshim sov v'shulchan ha-seder m'sav m'sanisim she'tzisim. When we sit around the seder and we're telling the stories of miracles that happen when we left inside, a Jew is able to become connected to that amazing gilui of Elokus, shahaya b'siyas esayim v'lahafas m'siyas habayis b'ach m'siyas pshuta u'mukhoshes b'libeinu akadeka, that normally with that hidden presence of Hashem, that m'siyas of habayis b'ach, that's normally called Laila, that's Choshech, that's hidden, that's Nistar. But sitting around the Seder table, it's possible for that to become Mitzias Pshutu Mechoshes B'Livein. Mitzias Pshutu. But that's the Pashtus. This world is not Pashtus. This world, there are many question marks about this world. But as far as Elokus is concerned, that's Pshutu Mechoshes B'Livein. Elokus becomes Pshutu Mechoshes B'Livein. It becomes obvious and tangible within our hearts. Yitzias Yisrael has also a zehusim atzim mishlam yisrael. And Yosef Ruhu Pshuta. That's in Yitzias Yisrael. Once the Bechor of Mitzrayim, once the Tumah of Mitzrayim was removed and we left, we were able to see in such a clear way who we really are. And who am I really? Not an accountant, not an Ashkenazi or a Sfaradi, not a Belzer or a Babaver. I'm a Yid. I'm a chelik l'kavim al. That identity became very, very clear. There's a brewer of pshuta became clear and obvious. That's the reality. Hari HaKadosh Mechanis Yisrael Haleda Shalom Yisrael. The Rizal refers to Yisrael as the birth of the Jewish people. Haleda Shalom Yisrael. Tino Kotn Shadayim Kemat Ein L'Seichel. A little baby. A little baby that came out doesn't have any seichel. Yodea mihu mihi ha'ima shalai. But even this little baby knows who his mother is. Sometimes other people are going to play with the baby. But if the baby is feeling that it's missing something, food or scared or needs a diaper change, whatever. If the baby feels something is chaser, Roy, he's hungry, needs to be diapered. Who Oizev is Kulam, he leaves everybody for Ratzli Mishal, he runs to his mother. Who Yadebet Tivius, he knows this naturally, not because he read it in a book, not because someone told him a story, not because he heard about it. He heard about it on some radio station. The baby knows that this is his mother. He adabit tivius. She exoda shalom. The baby knows naturally that this is the address. Lila hovens us b'seichel. Without understanding b'seichel, baby doesn't have a seichel to understand. Hakesha shalatinek li'imo tavuo bo mileba. That kesha that the baby has with his mother is tavuo bo. It's stamped in the baby. It's ingrained in the baby from the time mileba from its birth. B'dayim lekach. Similarly, when we left Mitzrayim, that's called the birth of the Jewish people. And just like a baby knows in the simplest and clearest way who his mother is, it, in the simplest and clearest way, we experienced Gilui Shechina. And we knew who Hashem was. I skipped the paragraph. When we left Mitzrayim, that it became clear and obvious that we're Am Hashem. I took you as my people, and you took me as your God. Is Gala Hevdal Mahusi ben Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. By the 10 Makkas, the difference between a Jew and an Egyptian was revealed. The Fleis Yabiyay Mahu, as Eretz Goshen, Asher Ami, Oymer Elah, Lo Bilti Hei Sham Oruv. So Hashem is both set apart Goshen, where the Jews were living, and the animals, the Oruv, are not going to come over where the Jews are. It's a separate place. And it says in Pasuk, the Hifla Hashem ben Mikne Yisrael ben Mikne Mitzrayim. Hashem made a separation between the livestock of the Jewish people and the livestock of the Mitzrayim. La'am Yisrael adayim lahayis shum havana ban hagas habayre. At that point, we didn't understand anything about Hashem. Ba'avadosa, we had no idea what it meant to serve Hashem. The Sarosa and Svesa, we didn't know what the Torah was, and we didn't have any mitzvahs. The same way that the baby doesn't understand the meaning of his mother. He doesn't know what that is. All he knows is that he knows this intuitively, the teva. He knows this as a fact that this is the one that takes care of him, this is the one he has to go to. B'ni b'char Yisrael, that's this Galus of Pesach. B'ni b'char Yisrael. Like the child knows the mother's love, so too, the teva of a Jew is to know B'nei B'chari Yisrael, that we're Hashem's firstborn, B'nei B'chari Yisrael. And after B'chaton B'chalam Ahavto Yisrael, Hashem's love, V'sisa B'nam. Kol Shana B'leil HaSeder, the last paragraph on the page, every year by the night of the Seder, that hashpa of Yitzias Mitzrayim returns. When you come to Lochus B'tivius, we could feel in a natural way. And like we say in the Davening Kippur, we could feel in the clearest way and to be b'simcha, and we could say the words Anu Amecha v'ata lokeinu, you are God. Anu b'necha. We are children, v'ata avinu, our father. Anu tzanecha, we are your flock. V'ata ra'inu, you are our shepherd. Anu ra'yasecha, v'ata d'zeinu. We are your beloved, and you are our beloved. Hazehus ha'pnim shalanu ki Yehudim. The true, deep, inner identity of Jews. Bonav shel makom. The children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which normally is in the dark, and we just try to believe in and try to imagine, but by the night of Pesach, there's this unbelievable hashpah Halayla Hazeh, and of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, and Zeh Keli Vanveyu, of Ono Benech Vato Avinu, Ono Vayesach Vato Vayesach Vato Dedenu, Hazuz Apnim Shal Kihud, that true identity as Jews, Bonav Shal Mokam, Hashem's children, Hefeches Lebruru Mokashis Eslainu, which until now is something that I try to believe in, I imagined, but it could become brura umuchashis as like clear and muchashis and tangible to us. Chol hagdora chitzaynis acheres miyes tfeila liyada, and all other ways of defining the Jewish people, all other ways of trying to define the Jewish people becomes. It appears to be very, very small and insignificant. Hakeshra Mahuzi Shalom Labari, that inner connection and bond that every single Jew has with the Bari Olam. Normally it's called night, but by Pesach it's Halayla Hazeh. Zeh Keli Vavei, it becomes something which is very clear. So then he goes through how we can see this by Pesach, by the Korban Pesach, and by Matzah, and by the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and by the mitzvah of Rabban of Marv. But read where it says Marv on the bottom. Hamar hu zeich l'lel ha-golos hamar. Maru is a reminder of the bitterness of Galus, the long night of our Galus. The Hester HaKavod, Shahib Galus, is under heavy, difficult concealment of Mitzrayim. By Maru is Chayenu, our souls became embittered. And the Maru is a symbol of all of the concealment, through all of the difficulties of Galus, the bitterness of Galus. The Eis HaGeula, when the time will come for redemption, and there's me'ain that happens Pesach night. When the time comes, Shalakus his galsa, his galla mafreya shagam kol hester v'adolus hoymes Hashem. At the time of Geula, when Elokus is going to be revealed, and it will be mamish laila kayom yair, will be the light of the day, no more darkness. Then it will become clear to us as Galam Afresh, Gam Kol HaHest of HaGolos HaMes Hashem, that all the Hest and all the Golos was always Hashem. Kedei Lahavios on the Gili Gula. Halayla Hazeh Gam Leil HaGolos HaYakul Elokus, while still being in Golos. Or now from the perspective of Gula, looking back we could see that Halayla Hazeh, we could see what? Hayakul Elokus. That it seemed to us, because we were in the darkness, it seemed to us that Hashem had abandoned us to Golos. It seemed to us that he was finished with us. But the truth is that the Golos was Kuloi Elokus. Rakshe Elokus Shabohaisen Esteres Mitano Adla Esagula. It was complete Elokus, but all of Golus and all the years that we left with difficulties, all the Mara, the Emes it was, it's only hidden until Geula. Once we come to Geula, then it's Halayla Hazeh. B'mitzvah's Korban Pesach Ne'amar, V'ochlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, tzli eish u'masayis ha'merorim yachlu. So that's what it says about Pesach Shein. The moment the Gula illuminated the night, it's hard for us to see that when we're in the time of Laila, but once we get to Laila Hazeh, which will be what? Kalayla Shukha Yoim Yoir, that is shining brightly like the day. No Erchlan Pesach Masamor Yachad, the Maid Moshe Nezbar Chalagolus Agulukachad. Then we're able to make a sandwich and have Masamor together And to be able to know and to believe and to see in the deepest way that Golus and Gula is one thing. It's Hashem. It's all one thing. Then by Laila Hazeh, one can see that Pesach Matzamor, that Matzamor is one thing. Onu Eichel Milala Seder Karech. We eat the sandwich on the night of Pesach. Zeich Le Pesach Matzamor Shohayu Karechem Eichel Yachad. Bizman Shabesem Mikzay Karein. So we don't have anymore that type of a karech that was at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Matzah Maror was wrapped together with the Korban Pesach. We don't have it. The Leil HaPesach Mizbara Shegam Lanu Mizbara Gam Lanu Shekol HaGolus HaMar HaHestav HaKoshim Shalanu Hem Rakid Elazal Am Lagia Lagilu Lakus V'Kivus Hashem Kudashim. On the night of the Seder, which is Laila Kayom Yor, which is Laila HaZeh, it can become so clear to a person that just like the matzah is all about redemption, the suffering and the misery of Golos, which is called Mara, every moment is Hashem bringing us to where we have to be brought to. It's all part of the redemption. To come to that. And now we can understand, as I mentioned before, all the interesting things by Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashlav Sofi Shel Gulas Mitzrayim, the final stage of Gulas Mitzrayim, are Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yamsuf HaMitzrayim Mesu. By Yamsuf, the Egyptians died. The Yamsuf Mitzrayim Mesu, the Pnimius, Zemavati Shemidus Mitzrayim Shebesach HaYehudim. Kriyas Yamsuf, what it means, the death of Mitzrayim means that inside the Jewish heart, the last traces of Mitzrayim died. The last traces of the Mitzri in me died. Nekulagambi, it was completely uprooted. Midas HaMitzrayim HaYisalahaman L'Shabalatav. Now, the Midas of the Egyptians is to attach themselves to the world that you could see, to nature. The Kriyas Yamsuf is Gala Seifus Had Kama Teva Ein Mitzias Bifnei Atzmai Klal. Hashem is Olavat Hu Alvari Amami Lachol Briya. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it became clear in the strongest way that Teva is not the true Mitzias, but there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's behind all of this. It became clear by Kriyas Yamsuf. Am Yisrael Ovru Zayom Amitzriim Tovu. So we went through the ocean, and the Egyptians drowned. The kach is galu bebirush am Yisrael hem amay hanivcha shel Hashem. Hagilu shai benafshus am Yisrael is matir b'nei shokir yamsuf atzmai. And this gilu that took place in the soul of the Jewish people, everybody's soul, we could see this, how it took place by kriyas yamsuf itself. Hayabosha tamid mevate says gashmi shalom azeh. Dry land, the yabosha. Dry land is always mevates, is always an expression to describe the physical world. Gashmi Yisraelam Hazeh, Shibrura Umutsaka Beinenu, which is strong, steady in our eyes. Ka'adam ha'am ebi'etzivusim shtei raglav ha'adam, like a person standing with both feet on the ground. That's the Yabosha. The Yabosha means clarity, strong ground that I'm standing on. I mean, that which is obvious, that which is revealed, that's the abasha, the earth. Hayam, the ocean, on the other hand, Masamlas Pnimius Island. The ocean is a symbol of Pnimius Island. Hamayim Masamlas Achit HaPnimius Island. It's Elokus Atmuna Bebriya, the Elokus that's hidden in all of creation. That's the ocean. Just like when you look at the ocean, the surface, you don't see anything, but the ocean is like a whole world underneath it. It's a whole world. The same shein chiyus ba'olam lolomayim, the same way that the world cannot have chiyus without water. Ein kol tzameach ba'alchai ha'yochel l'chiyus b'limayim, no plant and no animal can live without water. Kach ha'metzius ha'ruchanis ha'lokiyus ha'chiyus ha'pnei mishal ha'lomagashmi. So too, the inner spiritual content, the hidden spiritual content of all of every animal, all of reality. It's clear. It's 100% clear. Adam shne seba on the other yam, a person is going on a boat in the ocean. Margish iyitzivus. When you're on a boat on the ocean, you feel an instability. You feel like you're not stable. Whom is not made. The boat is constantly shaking. Tach b'olam hazeh. So it is in this world. Hametzius apnimis enibrum v'saka. That metzius apnimis, the inner, deeper, hidden metzius, is unclear. He mu'orfelas u'misnadedes k'muyam. It's moving and has a mist over it like the ocean. The true metzius is something which we just can't connect to. B'kriyas Yamsuk has broken hafach as v'yam le'yabosha. B'kriyas Yamsuk, Hashem transformed the ocean to dry land. P'nimiyas ha'olam ha'metzius ha'lokiyas shel ha'olam. V'chein ha'metzius, v'chein ha'metzius n'shmas ha'gadosh shel ha'yudi. Don't have time to go into that now. It's completely what it really is, what that means. We've spoken about it many other times. But that Metzias Elokis Sha'olam, Mechem Metzias Neshmas HaKadosh Shel Yehudi, his Galakol Kach Bavir became so clear, the Metzias of the world, that's Elokus, and the Metzias of the Jew, that's Elokus, became so clear, Kamar Gashmis HaBur Leinir, the way that we look at a table and chairs, the way that we see physical reality, that's how they saw spiritual reality. The Chazal say, Rosh Hashim Chalayam, that even a maidservant, by Kriyas Yam, Sassu, Mashal Roy Yechezkel Ben Buzi. More, she saw what Yechezkel Hanavi couldn't see. Elokus niyosa kol kach berur. That means that Elokus became something which is so clear and so obvious. Upshuta atzafilu shivcha hisiga as ames apshuta shivavir. That even the shivcha was able to be masig the ames apshuta, the simple truth. Shabriya kula yigil Elokus. Everything is Elokus. Achu kiyas yamsef am yisrael sharu. That means we have to sing. Ze keli van zei. Kvishuud van mila ze, mimameshes, mishameshes ladov muchashi hanilahim. The word ze means something that tangible, something that I see. Hametzias elokis, niyasa kol koi gluya ubura, the metzias of, that hidden metzias of elokus, that normally is covered by the night, of my not getting it, became so clear, achikimat yochu ha'az v'esle, they felt they could touch it, that they could touch Hashem, and they said, ze keli. They could touch a locus. Zekeli, Gam Metzias Kedushas Yisrael, his Galsa Rabira, Ad Yadvar Amcha Hashem, that it was clear that we're Amcha Hashem. Amcha Hashem. Am Zukanisa, Zen Zusa, Am Zukanisa. Uvda say Yisrael Am Hashem, the fact that we're the Am Hashem. Niyosa Mukhoshis Yosef became more. Mukhoshes became more tangible. Uvdas Hayosena Amashem Nesha Mukhoshes as Yosef becomes much more tangible in Lil Pesach. Called the Badok Hava Adat Mira Safaka Yosef Mitzrayim. Also, the same with Vagar, because not only our ancestors did take it in Sayyim, Elo Afai Sangman, you took us out too. Called Hamuna Shalonu, the Hakir Shalon Hashem's Baruch, all the beliefs that we have, and all of the Kir for the closeness that we have to Hashem, the Kurim Mitzis Sayyim, constantly Mitzis Sayyim. Benosaf, kol shona bepesach, Hashem zvah choyze upoide es nafshas mitzvah, mazvicha ban mechadish es amuna, agur v'amuchashis. And every year on Pesach, Hashem takes us out once again from that meitzah and shines upon us a light that was, is that making any sense last minute? Yeah? Let me say it again. Kol ha'muna shalonu v'akir v'shalon Hashem is welcome to come and see the sign. The nice of kol shalonu v'akir every year Pesach ha'zapara Hashem once again takes us out. We made sorrow from this narrow world that we can only a way of seeing things that's only with our eyes. U'mazviach v'anam yichadash and he shines upon us in a new way. Again, it's ha'muna ha'bru the clear ha'muna ha'muchash that's tangible. Shu ha'manig that Hashem is ha'manig is the one who's running the world. that we're the ones that were his, we are born of Ahuva, we're his beloved children. Asher nizkev yizkayim b'nos, until the time that will be zaycha finally for the gula, when that clarity will not be lost, and we'll have it, and it'll be forever, which is kimeitzes k'masayim and flows. Nizkev gula shayim, shahakesha hakarav shalom abayi yizgalos sofis, will be finally revealed our connection to Hashem, as it says, b'pasuk v'amar b'yom ahu, hine elokeinu zeh. On that day of gula, we'll be able to say, like it says in the, at the end of the Gemara, hine elokeinu zeh, this is Hashem. Like we said by Kriyas Yamsuf, when Mashiach comes, we're going to say, Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Lo V'Yesheinu. We always hoped in Him, and it happened. It's true. Like we're going to be, we're going to say, wow, this is really true. And we're going to be able to say, Zeh. Zeh, Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Lo V'Yesheinu. We should be Zeh, should be, this Pesach should be very, very soon, Bez Hashem. Chag Kosher V'Sameach.